This is the soundtrack, the soundtrack of your life. Feel the beat, feel the drive, let the rhythm come alive. Oh, this is your time, your story's in the sound tonight. I care about the human being. I care about the human being.
Welcome to the soundtrack of your life. A place where stories aren't read, they're heard. Where life isn't measured in years, but in songs. Because every day deserves its own soundtrack. And today we sit down to listen to one of our own through conversations about origins, passions, and music. We celebrated the diversity that makes us unique. Today we open our ears and our hearts.
Quoting the 2012 movie, "Blue is not so pink." How often do we point at other people just because they're different? Different in the way they think, the way they dress, the way they speak, or the way they love. We forget that we live in a diverse society where everyone belongs and everyone deserves to be heard. We mistreat others because we see them as inferior or less intelligent, or because they have a different skin color. We make jokes about some people because they come from other cultures and have different customs and beliefs. We feel entitled to judge just because they made a choice different from ours. And if instead of pointing fingers, we listened.
Today's quote is, "We are roots growing in new soil."
I love it. Thank you very much. So, before we delve into your story, we'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what role do you play at the university?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mariana Jovovic-Bilandic. I am Office Administration Coordinator at the Languages and Literatures Department here at Laurier University. I've been working at this department for more than 13 years, and at university I've been more than 20 years working in a different faculty, like a business school of business and faculty of arts as well, different departments. My journey at Laurier started, as I mentioned, 2 decades ago, and I have to say, first day when I put my foot in, I fell in love with the place.
Really?
It was a vibrant atmosphere that struck me. I used to work in the bookstore, and the atmosphere with younger people all around, and their eagerness and passion for activities and study as well, it was very appealing. And from that day, I just wanted to be part of the community, and my dream came true.
Well, it seems a place to be at.
Yes, and definitely.
So before we continue, can you choose what we'll call you in this program? It can be your name, your nickname, the name of an animal, a force of nature, an object. How should we call you?
I'm fine if you stick with my name, Mariana.
Okay, perfect. So for all our listeners, this is the voice of Mariana. And we always start the podcast with the question that the previous guest left for you, without knowing it was you who was coming. So in this case, Esme was our previous guest, and her question says, What is one moment that completely changed your perspective on life, or something specific that did?
You mean in general?
Yeah, something that comes to my mind, or in a specific moment, in a specific situation, whoever comes to your head right away.
If I'm talking in general about some lifetime decision, definitely it was the main decision when I decided, my family and I decided to move to Canada from Europe. We used to live in Germany for several years. Originally, I'm from former Yugoslavia, a country that existed once upon a time in the 90s and was dispersed. And being in Germany, we were not able to stay due to their policy. And then we had to make a decision. And we had two options: moving backwards to our country that was still struggling with the war, or moving forward to the third country to establish new life. That was our biggest decision. And that's how we ended up in Canada, in this area, Ontario, just to establish new life and create a new nest for our family.
Which date is easy to recall? The day you came to Canada, or the day you made the decision to come to Canada?
The day when we made the decision, definitely.
Really? It's like a life-changing decision?
It was, but unknown. We didn't know what to expect. We just knew what we didn't want. And that was a big difference. Mm-hmm. But knowing what we have experienced, what we have suffered for several years, that was motivation to move far away from that destination and try to create something new for our kids and family. And it was a quite challenging time, but we fulfilled it.
Roots and Origins.
Well, you mentioned former Yugoslavia,
correct,
then Germany, now Canada. So the word home might mean different things for you, right?
Yes.
It means different for different people, but for you, what home means to you, like a place, a feeling, a group of people, a piece of land?
When we mention Canada?
When you mention home, what home comes, when you think about home, what comes to your mind?
It's a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about home, it's a home when you feel free, when you feel peaceful, and you have found your nest to live your daily life, to fulfill your kind of desire, what you missed, actually, what you left in your previous country. It's hard to say that you're estranged from your original country. We are not. We are very detached still.
Mm-mm. No way.
But it's like you find your balance, and you know that in a new country, you started a new life, different that you used to have, but in some way accomplished because of accomplishment of your kids, your family, and friends that you established in a new surrounding as well. But also our connection to our original country is quite strong as well. And I think we are able to balance both at this moment. And that's very appealing to us, something that makes us satisfied and also happy to get in touch and connected to our friends from our childhood, and also having our friends here who are now part of our life as well.
Yep. And probably childhood is the stage in our lives who makes sets everything for the rest of
it. Yeah, definitely. Right? Because especially when you grew up and when you have a grown-up kid now, you have more time for yourself as well, for your friends, and you just want to maintain this connection. And you can see when we travel overseas, we visit our and friends and family, it's something like never has changed. The bond is still there, strong as it used to be, despite everything what we experienced, all of us. And that makes you, quite strong and happy that you can move forward and still...
And nobody teaches you how hard it's going to be to realize how attached are to your hometown, to your home country.
No, this is something that you just... you grew with this as the time flies. You grew with yourself. You just try to... your experience is the best teacher, actually. And we cannot find this in any book. It's just your life story and the ability that you can provide your children and your acquaintances, your friends, some storytelling, what you have experienced, and share this storytelling with everyone. That's something that I do cherish from my friend as well, either if they're from Canada, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, to listen to their storytelling from their childhood, as well as, they do from my perspective too. It's sharing those stories, not just appealing, but very fulfilling to understand each other and to respect each other. And the connection with all of us is so strong that we can say, it seems like we grew up all together. It's very similar.
Yes.
Listening to the storytelling from my friend who is from Newfoundland, how she spent her childhood in a peaceful, remote area, and in a different kind of surrounding, with my story living in a different political system, totally unknown to North American society, but also very peaceful, very cheerful childhood. And those connection that kind of bond us, we still stay together, and the friendship that I accomplished here at Laurier with those friends are as strong as friendship with my friends in original country from childhood. So it's something amazing, but very simple, actually. We need, and I always say to myself, to maintain those friendships. And that's something that is that makes me quite kind of not just established and rooted, but makes me I develop some feeling as a belonging to both spaces. However, as a human being, you cannot live in two continents, you cannot live in two countries, but you can be connected with all those people that you respect. And
that is the hardest part of the process, because your body might be in Canada, but sometimes your heart and your mind is back home.
Yes, but it is possible to balance. It's not that you are totally estranged from one place or the other. It's some way, due to today's technology, it's possible to
make it tougher,
maintain a good balance as well.
On this hand, I'm hoping I'm going to meet your your Newfoundland friend and have her as an interviewee.
Childhood and early connections.
But in the meantime, on this hand, why don't we go back to your childhood? And if you can share with those a sound that reminds you the place where you lived, could be nature sound, sometimes it's the sound, elder people cooking in the kitchen early in the morning, which is probably the best sound, something that reminds that you relate to that place.
Those are pictures maybe familiar to most of people of my generation, especially. Because we used to play all the time outside. We didn't need to make any appointment. Like, our parents didn't care about us. Mm-hmm. They just let us go. Once you are came from school, you are supposed to do your homework. Once it's done, you're free to go.
Yeah.
And we were outside almost for the whole day, playing, doing some activities.
Getting dirty,
and it was just a very, very happy time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the other side, thinking about summertime, we were at the Adriatic Sea all the time. Adriatic Sea is one of the most probably beautiful places with the beautiful beaches in Europe. And we spent almost whole summer at the Adriatic Sea. Even we had opportunity to be there and play and swim all day long and spend time with friends on the beaches and playing guitar and get together and it was just
the only thing that make you stop doing that was I'm starving. I feel like I'm starving. So what type of food connects with that part of your life that you recall, a dish, a flavor? Because it's a Balkan country, right?
It is Balkan Peninsula. Balkan Peninsula is actually called a mix and match of everything.
Yeah.
A different culture from east to west. Lots of dishes from Ottoman Imperium and from Turkey. And lots of dishes from Roman Imperium Austrian or Hungarian Imperium. It means we do have this mixture in one kind of bowl at once. And you can have for, let's say, lunch, you can have a spanakopita, like pastry with spinach. And you can have a good goulash, like a meat with a potato and a red pepper, hot red pepper. And some Mediterranean fish with quite a good basil and all herbs from Mediterranean. All those dishes are still at my table today, and I do cherish. And we call Mediterranean, but what is Mediterranean? It has such a broad notion and such a broad meaning. But it's a mixture of lots of culture. And it's a healthy, actually, because
it's probably the best.
One of the kind of main dishes on our table was always soup. We had to have a soup for the lunch. That was a must. And then afterwards, you have to have some, let's say, fish with a potato or salad and so on. Spanakopita is my favorite. I still do from scratch today.
Well, so many memories. It's some of them simple, some of them complicated, but I think memories that you hold dear for your life, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, at these early years, we learn some values or some principles that last forever in our lives. Is there any type of value or principle that recalls right now or comes to your mind that you have held for a while and from whom you learn it? This principle or value, whatever you think.
I'm not a person that just stick to certain expression, but what I always cherish and value, it's friendship, and being open to new things, exploring something new and get out of your comfort zone. It's something that I always cherished and try to kind of find a way what would be the best and how to, let's say, accomplish something. But get out of your comfort zone, it's quite important for moving forward. Mm-hmm. Coming to Canada was the hardest decision, but knowing what we left in our country at that time because of the certain circumstances was a very heavy burden to us. We didn't want our kids to go through all this experience what we had. And having that in mind, despite all happiness what we had in our childhood, these 4 years of this war in former Yugoslavia was enough for one life. You don't want to experience anymore, and you don't want anyone from your family to go through. At that point, when we made the decision and we knew that new exploring and new way to find our freedom was most motivated pathway.
Yeah.
Get out of your comfort zone. That would be maybe the best suggestion to our students as well.
Absolutely, because also you have mentioned two different group of people very important in our lives. Family on this side, and on the other side, friends, who, by the way, I think is a family that you choose. So is there at that time of your life a friend that you remember was very cherished, very special for you? Sometimes, I have seen in other interviews, mom is best friend, dad, a cousin, an auntie. In your case, if there was like someone who became very, very attached to you, very connected with you?
I do respect my family, my parents, and I was very open, had an excellent open communication with them, especially my mom, and nothing can replace our mother for sure, and my mom was definitely a special person. But on the other side, having a friendship with the people who helped you in a certain period of time and who supported you is something that is that you respect as much as well. And one of them is my German friend and some friends from my city, from Sarajevo, that I still have a contact with them. A couple of them are quite and not just supportive, but they understood your position, and they still, we still get in touch on a regular basis, despite our distance. And those people who are, who were greatest supporter in a time of a struggle, they showed their big heart without any hesitation. And that's something that you cannot forget.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm still in connection with them. I'm still very attached to those people. And I think it is important as a social human being. Family is it. For sure, it's our nest, it's our hub. But having friends on the side, it makes you even more fulfilled, even more accomplished.
Yeah, And I have in my head, like, one day you were at Sarajevo, suddenly you have to move to Germany, then Canada. And when you came to Canada, I think you were thinking, like, okay, it's been a marathon, and I'm going to have to start over and blah, blah, blah. And suddenly you get into this fast-paced life in university.
Passions and personal energy.
So from the beginning of your life to until today, how do you do to manage the time when you need to relax? What do you do for this moment that is only for you? Nobody can do it for you. What do you do and how do you do it?
Always, when you have some passion, you're always able to reach out to yourself and say, to find a time for yourself and find enough space to fulfill this passion. And my passion was always a sport, actually. I was as a younger girl, I was involved in basketball, and that was my passion. And we carried on this passion to kids, and we just accompanied them and coached them for 10, 15 years, from the lowest level house league to the rep teams as well. And I think that gave them a good, solid foundation and to establish themselves as a grown-up people today, successful professionals today.
Hmm.
And they're carrying on as well. Today, they're coaching other kids. It's something that's becomes part of your kind of DNA, spot.
Yeah.
And still, being in Canada, you have to survive the winter, and you cannot stay all day long in a house and do your chores. It's good to find something to get out of the house. I started here cross-country skiing, and I tried to force myself during the winter to get out and be a little bit more active.
Definitely, because at the time you spend and you dedicate to yourself, sometimes it helps to let the memories come to your mind, right? Like, because life balance is in this side joy, in this side nostalgia, because sometimes
definitely. But also being active is quite important. That's how you balance everything. Being active in a way that you find what is something relaxing to you. Is it reading? Yes, definitely. For me, reading is one of the greatest passion. But also going to concert, like a classic music, going to concert, or like a rock concert. Yeah, my favorite singer was Gordon Sting, actually known as a Sting.
Mm-hmm.
The my favorite musician, actually. Mm-hmm. And attending his concert was my life.
It's a moment.
Desire that I fulfilled myself, yeah.
Did it bring a smile in your face?
Yes, yeah, definitely. He's a quite astonishing guy with a great career and a great songs and creativity, what he has done in his field. On the other side, any mental, let's say, relaxing options like listening music or reading, and cooking as well, gardening too. Cooking is, I cannot say it's my favorite on a daily basis, but if I have I do cook on a daily basis. But finding something new, exploring different culture, new recipes from different countries, it's always more creative. And then gathering with friends for the dinner, playing cards, and a lot of things to do, but you just need to organize yourself.
Exactly.
Find the time.
Exactly. And find the time to be happy, because that's it. But for people, most of the people I have been interviewed is immigrants, right? They migrated from their countries and they had to start over and they have to deal with many things to learn new things. And all of them tend to go towards happiness. But sometimes it's because you don't wanna be sad again. You don't wanna be fear again. And only if you feel comfortable to share, is there any type of fear that you have, and how did you learn to deal with this type of fear?
You cannot avoid bad news or fears. It's a part of our life. Definitely, we have to just learn how to live with this. The best way to avoid any, let's say, sadness is to share this sadness, not to keep it for yourself. Share with anyone you trust. And that's my kind of expression. Being a social person means you have to have at least someone, member of your family or outside of your family, that you can share anything. And it's so important to share whatever is bothering you, whatever is that you are not feeling comfortable. Talk about it. I always say to my children, talk about anything. Even if you hear some bad news on a social media, talk about it. Don't keep it for yourself.
Yeah.
Discuss. Find a way to listen to another opinion. Find a way to just share your thoughts. And you will see, you will realize how easy it is afterwards, how relaxing you're feeling afterwards.
And relieving as well.
And relief, for sure.
And this is probably one of the things that you have learned since you have shared with people from different cultures.
The University Experience.
But also sharing with these different cultures has reinforced something from your culture that you feel proud of?
It could be due to just, could be the mentality of the South, let's say Slavic population, Balkan Peninsula, Latvia. In general, quite open-minded.
Okay, that's
very open-minded. And it's not, at least I can talk about my surrounding and my friends, not talking about generic population, but it's a way that you were raised in this way. You were raised in a family that was open, that was caring, and you carry all that with yourself and with your family. You try to teach your kids the same way. Being open-minded means not just to bubble and talk about anything. It's just the way that you express and your thoughts, and you're expecting from someone to listen to you and also to believe you. And then you are receiving a response from the other person as well. And you see how interaction goes. That's quite important, just to interact with the people and be really, don't hesitate, be open, be mindful to anyone.
And there are sometimes, like, you think that you are open. Most of the time you think you are an open-minded person until you face some challenges that make you see things in a different way. Have you had this type of experiences that made you see things completely different? Something that, let's say, transformed the way you were thinking?
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, you cannot raise someone else. You cannot change someone, but there is a way that you can at least pose yourself and think twice how to react. I think trying to avoid any kind of emotional burst is important. It's a self-control. And this self-control, I think we do all learn as the life goes on. But it requires experience. It requires quite a mental stability. Self-control is also important to maintain your own health, mental health, and to maintain your kind of desire to be able to listen to someone who thinks differently. It's nothing wrong with this. Actually, it's much better.
Yeah.
Then you can debate, and if it's possible to argue and have some solid conversation with someone who has a different opinion. You don't need to fight and argue, but you can have a strong, solid conversation with anyone.
And you don't all
who has a same or different opinion.
And not necessarily happens at first attempt, right? Sometimes it takes longer.
It takes time, definitely. But it is from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From both sides. It's not just you. From both sides, you have to be careful in a way that you don't want to hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But being a good listener gives you a chance that the other side will be more open. And thankful as well.
Yeah, that is the core of the communication.
Definitely.
Honestly.
Yeah.
As the music is the core of our show.
Yeah. And it comes back to you as a gratitude. People who are seeking for help in a way just to be listened. Yeah. And when you realize that you're the right person who are listening and without judgment, it's really the most desirable bond for the relationship, connection. And then you later realize maybe sometimes we do this unconsciously, but even if you're not able to help straightforward to someone who's struggling, let's say, and do have friends who have some anxiety and they do struggle to kind of establish themselves and fulfill themselves, and then they're talking about this, how to find a way to move on. And by listening to each other, I think we do help each other as well. And after a while, you're just wondering, that's the time when I had these issues, and now I'm just
And then is when
thankful that you listen to me. I think listening and being there for someone who seeks for the help is as much as important.
And usually, most of the time, when you listen to the other person, you realize that you were at that stage in a certain point in your life, and then is when empathy comes up and helps people to, build bridges, connect communities.
Yeah, but when I said try to not to be judgmental, means that you're an active listener. It's not that we agree with everything that the other person, let's say my friend, is telling me. I said, try this. Have you tried that? Have you called someone? Have you reached out to someone? Have you reached out to to the certain community or any support, any other support? And then through that conversation, you can get the feedback, yes, no, and you can interact in a kind of more more creative way to find a solution. And I'm the same. If I'm happy when I have someone who is listening to me. And then in some way, okay, you find that in certain way, maybe you are wrong. You have to reconnect and you have to kind of recharge yourself and say, okay, yeah, that's right. I probably was too hard to myself and I have to maybe think differently and find a way that is more fulfilling and establishing yourself again.
There is no other way to make an opinion that listening to the other person, unless you are a prejudicial person, right? But if you are a prejudicial person, you are not a good listener.
Yeah, but doesn't need to be that you do belong to this type of personality. It just sometimes people are not aware that there is another way.
Mm-hmm.
And the communication, open communication, could help as well. And he said, oh, I didn't think about this. But they need a reminder from someone else. Oh, how come you are so calm? I know, I'm not calm. I'm just trying to control myself in certain situations.
Yeah, even when I see me losing my control. Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's experience as well. Yeah, at some point you just want to scream and shout out. But at certain point, you ask yourself, have you accomplished anything with this? No, you haven't. And then you try to kind of recharge yourself and reconnect with yourself and say, okay, try to not to be too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are, let's say, too emotional, I think having some, let's say, mediation style, know how to breathe, is very important. I learned that technique long time ago when I started the job that you are doing today.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn technique how to talk with a mic. How to posture yourself, how to breathe correctly, and how to express yourself correctly. And that technique is actually quite helpful in any situation, even if you're full of some anger or happiness and said, okay, calm down, everything is okay. Try to pose yourself, and then after several minutes or an hour, you can function correctly.
The song of your life.
Those skills I'm taking from you today, and I'm going to apply it for the rest of my interviews, because music and being a good listener is a part of probably the heart of this program. And because the program tends to let people know about the song that our interviewee loves, I think you have some time to choose a song that defines your life at this very moment. Doesn't have to be the most important, just a song that comes to your mind. But before you say the name, why don't you tell us what moment or what feeling or what idea this piece of music captures from you?
Living in a socialist country as Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia used to be, we were exposed, we lived, the music was a part of our childhood. We lived there with the pop rock culture, music with a strong folk background of our country. We loved it. However, in the 70s and 80s, the music from the Western part of the world, including Western Europe, was kind of bursting our country and we were immersed with those musics. That was the time of Police, when Rolling Stones were already established so much, and Queen, Freddie Mercury, and all this generation at that time. But one of the most interesting for me was Gordon Matthews Thomas, known as a Sting. I don't know why, maybe because of his background. He was a teacher, before he entered the music field. And being the author of his songs and being so creative as a good guitar player too. From day one, the Police was a kind of label of our youth time. Not childhood, but youth time. And later on, when he established his solo career, he was even more...
Even better, right?
Even more appealing to me. And I always say, my father love is my husband because he kind of looked like Sting.
It was amazing. That is so...
Everybody's laughing. What do you say? Yes, I mean, my husband had some kind of facial expression. Okay, we said, okay, this is similar. No, I'm kidding, but it's actually a true anecdote. And Sting is still one of my favorite. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. So we want to tell you something. So this piece of music that you chose, which until now might have been a personal treasure for you, will not longer be played only for you. From now on, it will have an audience that, upon hearing it, will celebrate with you this exact moment in your life. So it will be a reminder for all of us about your stories. Okay, can you tell us what song is that? From Sting?
One of those, there are many of them, to be honest, but one of them is, again, from his early solo career, Every Breath You Take.
Oh my God. Yeah, you hit the point. You know what I mean? You hit the point. That is so lovely. So lovely, thanks. Later on, there was a rap singer who made a version of that song.
Was it? Oh, really?
Puff Daddy?
I don't know that. Which one?
Puff Daddy?
Oh,
it's a rapper, but he made a great song. I will share it with you later.
Thank you.
Well, no, thank you for sharing the song with me. We are also very near to close the interview. But before we leave, thinking about the future that you would like to build, maybe in the following couple of years at Laurier and beyond, what message will you give to the people that is listening this show, or even people who comes to your office and, hey, Mariana, can you give me some piece of advice?
Don't hesitate to share your thoughts. Don't be shy. And once again, get out of your comfort zone. That would be the best suggestion for anyone, including our students as well. Be open and be respectful to yourself as well to the others, but don't be shy to speak up. I think today is most important that we share our thoughts and speak up. Don't hesitate to express yourself.
A look to the future.
Let's think about many, many years from now. When people think about you, what will you like them to remind about you?
That's interesting. A simple. Simple stuff that I was able to help someone, to support someone, and maybe think of me as a good person. I think that's fair enough and good enough.
Well, honestly, they think about that now. So yeah. I hope it continues.
The chain question and the gift.
Mariana, it's been an honor to hear one of the soundtracks of your life and to close the circle and connect your story with the next guest. What question would you like to ask the next guest to get a glimpse into their life?
I think it could be connected to what I already said. How to find the best way to connect to the people, to students, in today's estranged world. I think, although we have such an inventive technology, social media, everything is like served on a plate, but never ever people are still estranged than before. And the question would be related to this. What would be the best way to reconnect instead of disconnect people today?
Next guest is going to be in trouble to answer that, but thank you very much. I have a small gift for you. It's a small candle and a simple card, and I want to say thank you for your vulnerability and for sharing your essence with us. This is just a tangible reminder of these days. Thank you, Mariana.
Thank you as well. It was a pleasure. My pleasure for sure.
Thanks.
Remember, throughout our lives, we all experience a little bit of everything. Moments of great joy and success, and also challenges, setbacks, and difficulties. It's part of the human experience. It's the nature of life. However, what's truly important isn't what happened to us, but how we choose to respond to it. We have the power to decide whether to let bad things hold us back or use them as a fuel to keep us going. Therefore, the best tool we have is a positive attitude. This doesn't mean ignoring problems, but rather facing them with the conviction that we can overcome them and learn from them. Always a positive attitude. Always. See you next time.
I hear you loud. I hear you clear. Every beat, every voice in here. Turn it up, let the moment ignite. This is your sound, your life tonight. Every step, every turn, every fire, every burn.
I'm here for the high.